It's 88.5 FM, right now live at Arroyo Seco Weekend. Hooray for the Riff Raff, had a fantastic set, and Alinda from the band has come on over to join us. Thank you so much for taking time out after your set.
Oh, totally. Thanks for having me.
And I remember you were at the station, I want to say, almost a year ago at this point, I think.
Yeah, the record is a little, it's like a year and a half old now. Yeah. So
it was the Navigator, and it's kind of funny, when I started looking up and listening back to the songs and everything, it's amazing how much more relevant it's become
The
last year, even the last, like, month.
Yeah,
So have you been touring over the last few weeks, too, or is this just kind of a one-off?
This is a one-off. We were just on a tour of the East Coast and the Midwest with Waxahachie and Bedouin.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really amazing tour. But we're still on the road. We're still pushing the album, you know, and it really... I mean, the songs take on a new meaning all the time, you know?
I was about to say, in shows, I imagine, like, seeing your fans and seeing, like, maybe you're getting cheers in different spots that you wouldn't have heard maybe even a year ago.
Yeah, and I feel like it makes it really fresh to keep playing the songs, because we know that people are feeling so many conflicting emotions, and we know that they're scared. And so I feel like getting together and playing music has felt... like a really positive thing, way that we can channel all of this energy that we're, you know, even if it's anxiety, just a really good way to channel it and be together.
And I'm sure people who have heritage that, you know, they believe in and that they love, it's good to hear someone else who's been able to go back and celebrate that in their music.
Yes, totally. It's been really amazing to meet, like, all the young Latino kids that are coming to our shows, and... just a lot of people that feel this or felt the same way as me, that, like, oh, I felt like I never belonged. I felt like I didn't fit into stereotypes, so therefore I couldn't really claim who I was. So it's been really cool to connect with people that are, like, you know, that defy stereotypes, who we can together be like, wait, we didn't create these images of what Latino people are like, you know, like, so it's been a really amazing, you know, journey, really, this record.
And I think that was the amazing thing about The Navigator, was when it came out, you kind of defied what you had been labeled as. Because by that point, you had been Americana. And
totally.
I remember seeing you on the record before, and I've been told it's Americana. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I look at your band, I'm like, they're not Americana.
Thank you. I know, you know, I felt like it was this easy route for the last record, even though I've always, you know, I grew up as a punk. So, like... I was just always really interested in songwriting. I wanted to write songs of all different genres. So I felt like it was this easy route that we were going in, and I felt like I kind of had to take charge, take the wheel, and be like, I'm being pinned in this box that does not fit me. And also, I really, although I was outspoken and political on the last album, I was like, I don't got time. We are living in dangerous times, and I really need to be able to be in charge of, like, how I am portrayed and to be in charge of what I'm saying, you know? So it was a little bit of a scary transition, but, I mean, every night I was like, I'm being myself. Like, nothing beats that, you know?
Exactly. And letting other people be themselves, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So at this point, have you started thinking about the next album at all, or started working on that?
Yeah, I mean, we played a new song today, and we're going to... I have a handful that I'm pretty proud of. So we're just trying to think of people to work with and, you know, try to get... I love creating a world that you enter as an album. So just working on that, but I'm feeling, despite everything that's going on in the world, I'm feeling inspired and feeling like... it's a really good time to create and make music. So, yeah, so I'm working.
Good.
Working on some stuff.
Cool. Well, it's Alinda from Hooray for the Riff Raff playing here live. She played here live at Arroyo Seco Weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.